I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Old-time professional wrestling fans, nostalgic for characters like Junkyard Dog and Superfly Snuka, have a whole new set of heroes to watch. Day to Day's technology contributor, Shenny Jardin, happened upon an underground wrestling circuit filled with far-out sci-fi characters and an announcer called Loudon Noxious. Shenny Jardin brought us back this report.
On a recent night in Hollywood, onlookers gathered to watch a motley cast of city-crushing monsters decide the fate of the world by, what else? Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, 193,000 people are right here in the Avalon tonight!
Okay, actually, there are only around 1,000 or two inside the Avalon Theater, a trendy club in Hollywood. And no, they're not really leveling cities, they're just stomping on cheap cardboard boxes swept away by a crew of construction workers between matches. Kaiju Big Battle is a multimedia monster extravaganza inspired by diverse pop culture sources, B-movies from Japan, children's cartoons, and over-the-top pro-wrestling histrionics. Kaiju means monster in Japanese. And the creatures themselves look like high school science projects gone horribly wrong.
I'm Dr. Cube, and I am unstoppable!
There's a slow-moving space slug, a giant flabby hunk of carpet with wobbly antenna. And there's the ever-lovable Los Plátanos, a yellow pair of freedom-fighting plantains from Central America who tote color-coordinated AK-47s. Just a few feet from the danger cage, where creatures mash and bash each other mercilessly, the group's founder, Rand Borden, described the kaiju experience.
Professional wrestling meets Godzilla.
He created the performance group a little over a decade ago with help from art student friends in Boston. In addition to live events, Big Battle's characters also interact with fans online. Kaiju is high adrenaline like pro wrestling, but the feel is brainier, geekier, with ironic hipster twists. There's plenty of high-powered pummeling, but instead of just pumping you up on testosterone, they seek laughs from adult fans like Max and Haruka, who are crouched to the right of the danger cage.
What was the scariest thing you saw tonight?
Scariest thing?
That guy's ass crack.
Oh yeah, that was gross.
Pull your pants up!
As in human wrestling, the winner of each match is determined by a 3-second pin. Kaiju's human referee, Jinji, said the battles function as a sort of monster therapy session where villains and heroes can work out their issues in the danger cage without destroying America in the process.
You know, cities are leveled. They have no regard. They'll assume their giant size and, rip whole buildings from their foundations and battle on top of them. You know, great documentaries like Godzilla have been made in order to show some of the effects that this can have on a city. And it's a horrible thing we try and prevent here at Kaiju Big Battle.
Attendance numbers pale in comparison to World Wrestling Entertainment events like WrestleMania that sometimes draw tens of thousands of attendees, not to mention the millions watching on pay-per-view. A recent WWE SmackDown in August grossed nearly 3.5 million in 3 sold-out events. While they may not be pulling in big bucks yet, Kaiju and other underground wrestling acts like Lucha Vavoom, which showcases Mexican wrestlers, are growing in popularity. They're getting bigger attendance at increasingly larger venues. And while there's no doubting the fact that the Kaiju characters are fake, there's still a part of everyone that wants to feel just as involved as they did when they were kids. For Day to Day, I'm Shenny Jardin.